Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us in money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, The Drive with Tay and Piper. No Piper today. So I called in. I mean, look. You've got your B squad, you got your C squad, you got your D squad. I'm down around the F squad here, but it doesn't matter. No, I'm totally kidding, guys. Love having you here. Jason Thompson is starting to become a fixture here. In fact, are you on the health insurance plan yet?
I've got my chair from 3 to 5 when needed.
When needed, that's exactly right. And Corey Witt joining us here. And Corey, you are a guy that eventually down around Mattoon area are going to possibly do a little radio show once a week talking Illinois sports. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think that it's more than likely going to start back up in the fall.
Okay. Or, August. With football and stuff.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's 103.9 Victory. And okay. It's in the Mattoon, Charleston area.
All right.
And it'd just be a one day a week thing, but I'm very, very forward to
it. I bet.
I mean, this isn't hard. I shouldn't say it's not hard. It's not work.
Exactly.
It's my passion.
I know exactly what you're saying.
And it's going to be 100% devoted to Illinois sports.
That's cool.
And that's my passion, has been my most, well, since I can remember.
You're not going to sneak a Dak Prescott story in there? Come on. Hey, let's talk some NFL. Can we talk some NFL?
Sure.
Then we'll get back to the Illini.
Sure.
Obviously. Congrats on that. On that gig, Corey. That's going to be fun for you. I know you're going to enjoy doing that. And, of course, Jason Thompson has the rare stat of he was on the very first show ever that I did here on Stevie J Broadcasting.
You can't rewrite history.
I mean, that is amazing.
I did not know that.
November, was it 18 of 2010? Stevie's going to know this. It was November of 2010. We did our first I did the first week without Jeremy Warner. He was finishing up his job in Northern Illinois.
DeKalb,
covering the Huskies, right? So that first week, I was like, I'd never done, I'd done radio in college, but never like a long show or anything.
A good friend of mine, Stephanie Martin, Stephanie Martin.
Absolutely.
Had talked to Stevie and it just materialized. You know, Jason's got the strong passion for Illinois sports.
That's awesome.
He knows the high school college level, and they talked. And then the next thing I got a phone call from Stevie, and you know, you and I hung out for a few days.
That is so cool. I mean, to be able to say that is really cool. And then now you can always say that you worked the first official show from 3 to 5.
That is also true.
So he's on like 2 of the 4 or 5 like milestones with our show. The only idiot constant is Lante. I mean, that's just, it's like, okay, everybody out there is like, let's do another milestone with Tay off the air and see how it goes from there. I want to get to a couple of things. Bill Self, Corey Witt, you're pretty good friends with Bill Self. Mm-hmm. And I know we've tried to get Bill on the show, and we're going to make that happen one day. I promise we're going to make that happen.
That'd be incredible.
But I know you really love your relationship with Coach Self. What a great guy.
He's just, and everybody's got their opinions or whatever.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Well,
you can hate him for leaving, but sure. You could also love what
could
he did here.
Could you look in the mirror and say you'd have done something different?
Oh, man.
I mean, it's worked out pretty well.
It has.
I mean, listen, I wanted him here till he retired.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget on Easter that year finding out. I literally had to walk out of my Easter dinner because I thought I was going to cry in front of everybody. And so, but yeah, he's been absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
He's when I was a high school basketball coach, he had a rule when he coached here that if you were a high school basketball coach in the state of Illinois, you were welcome at practice any and every day.
That's incredible.
And up close and I came every day. And before we started our practice, they started in October. We started in November.
Got it.
I went every day in October, and he finally, because at first there was a bunch of people, and then it was just me.
Yeah.
Lauren Tate standing there.
Right.
But anyway, but he finally, he goes, what in the world? He goes, you're here every day. And I said, well.
He's here again.
Yeah. But he said, I think that's great. And then we just basically, that's how, and so we started talking.
That's cool.
Ended up talking for about a half hour. Next thing I know, I mean, we're not best friends and get invited to Christmas dinners and stuff. But we're acquaintances. As a matter of fact, Michaela, when she was going to grad school, getting ready to go to grad school, right. She had it down to Kansas.
Oh.
And she had it down to Indiana.
Okay.
Well.
I can't, you could not have said two of the worst spots in the world right there.
Well, it's the two chances she had to get it paid for.
Oh, well then,
So after the U of I, said, you need to go where it's going to get paid.
Exactly.
So we took a trip to Kansas, and I called him ahead of time and told him we'd be there, and it was right in the middle of basketball season.
Oh, wow.
I didn't expect him to get back.
That's hard to...
He did.
And
he said, come to practice tomorrow and bring Michaela, and ended up, unfortunately, with her schedule, she couldn't make it. But I never forget walking in the Kansas basketball offices, and he comes walking out, and the first thing he says, I hadn't seen him in 5-6 years, he says, where's Michaela?
Isn't that amazing?
I said, well, it's good to see you too, Coach. But he's, and you go in there, and with his staff, they treated me like, I've told people this, I can see why, and then in walking around that arena.
Oh, yeah. Fall. I've never been.
It's unbelievable.
I bet.
I said, between that and in this coaching staff, his secretary, they all, you'd have thought I was the number one basketball recruit in America.
That's cool. That's very cool.
I said, how do you tell these people no?
Oh, man. That's hard. And
he doesn't have to. He has people for that.
Yeah.
Literally the most photographic memory of any human being I've ever met in my life. If he's met you once, he'll remember you forever.
Yep. Isn't that unreal?
It's unreal.
And it makes you feel like you're the most important person in his world.
Yeah, well, and you know, you don't think that helps with recruiting?
Without a doubt.
You know, when he walks in or he sees a parent that would be huge. Jason, I know Corey's heard this story about Bill Self. I think you have as well, and I know our listeners have heard it, but the time that I interviewed Coach Self, it was my first interview with him when he was hired as Illinois coach. Well, it wasn't the first, because the first day he was hired. But it was once the season had started, I come over, I walk into the basketball office. Cindy Bukovich, who was the secretary, she was from Tuscola. She watched me grow up. She lived right next to my grandpa and grandma, so she literally watched me grow up. And so I walk in, I've got my camera and the tripod and such, and she's like, hey, Coach Self had to run a quick errand, but he said to just set your camera up in the office, and he'll be here pretty quick. So I set the camera up. I'm just kind of sitting there looking around, and here comes Bill walking in with holding a piece of paper. And he walks in the door, and he flips the paper at me, and he goes, look at that, beep, beep. And I'm like, you know how when a piece of paper is flying in the air and you're trying to catch it?
The old airplane.
Yeah, I'm just like, and finally I grab it. And he sits down. He's like, I mean, I can hear him mumbling. And it is a letter from a U of I alum. I have no idea who it is. And Bill Self at the time was like 8-3 in his first year. And the letter essentially was saying, I knew you'd be in over your head. You'll never find success at this university. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, just roasting Bill Self. And I read it, and I kind of look at him, and he goes, you believe that crap? I'll put that word in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Coach, I'm assuming you'll see this at every stop. And he just, you know what he does? He takes the mic, he puts it up on his shirt, and he goes, okay, I'm ready to go. And then, boom. Did a 20-minute interview as smooth, and I would have played for him in a heartbeat. I mean, Bill Self was a guy that, Raj, we got to get Raj rebounding. Just an amazing guy, and I know, Jason, you had run-ins with him as well.
So this summer, Coach Self was home, mm-hmm. back to Champaign.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
He was in town for a wedding. Mm-hmm. And our great friend, John Wagner.
Oh, boy. Was Wags at the same wedding?
Well, so pre-game, guess what?
Tumble in?
Tiki bar.
Really?
At the Wagner residence.
Ah.
So the mountains were blue, and Coach and I and John and a couple other good fellowship.
Yeah.
You know, had some good fellowship with Coach.
Hey, you guys, the first day you haven't texted me was that day.
Hey,
thanks a lot.
It was a hot day, guys. There's a lot going on. A lot of baseball that day, a lot of softball. But, yeah, a little tiki.
That is awesome.
Well, two real quick stories here.
Yeah.
And I'll get on. I never forget sitting at TI with my old friend Rocky Ryan. Remember
Ryan? Oh, absolutely.
And
he's down in Florida.
He's
now.
In Delray.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually texting me about the weather as we're on the air.
He's got a rough life.
He does.
Rock.
He's got it.
Too. Yeah. All right.
Spring training will come up.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Get down
yes.
And see him.
Uh-huh. But anyway, we're sitting there and Bill Self comes walking in and he has a smile from ear to ear. And he says, "Boys, I'm going to tell you something." He said, "I just got back from this place called The Colony, Texas."
Oh, yeah.
And he said, "I'm going to tell you right now, all you're going to hear about this year is Bracy Wright."
Yes, the kid that went to Indiana.
He said, "He's going to be the McDonald's All-American. He's going to get all the pub." And he said, "His teammate we just got is a better player."
Wow. And did he nail that?
Yeah. Do you even remember Bracy Wright's career? I mean, I remember him being
I remember in Indiana, but not much.
Yeah. I think most people probably remember Darren.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even if you're not an Illinois fan.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the other one, real quick.
That's cool. That's a cool story.
He just could. He had such a knack of evaluating talent.
He did.
He knew he didn't want Bracy. He wanted Darren.
That's
worked
amazing.
Out pretty well.
It
and
did.
For Bruce Weber.
Yes.
But real quick, too, the other one, I was at practice. I mentioned that the other day, and you were talking about his photographic memory. He stops a scrimmage with 10 people, stops it, and he told all 10 people exactly what they did wrong,
wow.
Where they needed to be. And I'm sitting there going, how can you possibly tell 10 people? And Billy Gillespie turns around and looks at me, and he goes, "That's why he's Bill Self."
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it crazy to think that Billy Gillespie was the head coach of Kentucky?
Oh, man. That didn't go well.
That did not go well. He obviously had some personal problems that he had to take care of. But and now he's down at, like, not UTEP, but he's at some school in Texas, right?
He's a small school.
Yeah,
he's had some unbelievable jobs.
He has.
He has.
But that staff was loaded, right?
Right.
That's the thing that you're going to see with big time coaches like that. They're always going to have loaded staffs. And you know, look at Underwood.
Yeah, I was going to say we're looking at one right now.
As soon as Coach Underwood lost two guys to Kentucky, I think he might fill them with better shoes. Right.
It's amazing.
So, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Brad Underwood, we got a big one tonight. Illinois, of course, and Michigan State. 8 o'clock tip. I hope you like these 8 p.m. tips because they're happening. It seems like all the time. But Michigan State coming to town, it is a team that is red hot. Corey, you mentioned that in the first hour, 7 straight wins. Brad Underwood knows they're red hot as well.
And now we get the league's best team, or one of them, right there at the top, a veteran team with a lot of pieces back. And then they're coached by Tom Izzo, so you know what you're getting there. And that side of it, they're a little different, that they can – they're starting smaller than maybe some of Tom's teams have in the past, but they can also play very big with Hauser, Malik, and Sissoko. So Hoggard is one of the most improved players in our league, guy that actually closed the game out against Wisconsin with some big baskets. They're still Michigan State. They're still elite in transition and find opportunities to get 5 or 6 baskets or more every game. So, you know, that's always a focal point when you play them. So, should be a good game, and we're going to have to play exceptionally well to win.
Coach Underwood talked about the runouts. I mean, that's a staple of Michigan State, right? They're going to beat
you down
the
floor. Isn't that amazing? I'm interrupting you, and I apologize. But, like, they used to, with Mateen Cleaves and then moving forward with Kalen Lucas – I think that was his name, some of these stud guards, and they still do. They have the ball in 2 passes. Like, ball goes through the hoop, mm-hmm. Boom, boom, they're down at the old hash mark, like you and I remember. All, you know, when we're so old, we remember the hash mark. But, I mean, it is amazing.
It's amazing. And it's obviously, you know, it's their system, right? And they're training that from day one. I mean, they want to get the ball out of the hoop in transition and beat you down the floor. And that's a little scary, right? Because you have Danger, which has been fantastic for Illinois. I mean, his help side defense has been great.
Yep.
In the half court set, his defense has been amazing. You know, without this, all the switching every possession, it's been really, really solid. But I do worry in games like tonight, mm-hmm. when they have all these athletes that are just going to pound that floor with a guy like Danger out there. I mean, the half court set, I'm not worried at all. But
right.
In transition, and you know, and also weak side rebounding, they're always going to crash the glass mm-hmm. on the offensive end. Mm-hmm. That's a staple
big
of
time.
Michigan State. They're going to run the floor. If you miss a shot, you better be there, because I guarantee there'll be a 4 or 5 tip dunks tonight off of misses. Yeah.
I agree. You brought him up, so I'm going to start with you, Jason. Dane Danger has been really impressive in terms of his defense. I figured his offense, you kept hearing Brad Underwood talk about how skilled he is, and man, is he smooth around a basket. I don't know that I've ever seen someone other than George Gervin and Dr. J be as smooth on weak side, on reverse layups, essentially going under the bucket to the other side, as Dane Danger. He's incredible at that.
If I'm Dane Danger, I'm clipping this and putting it in my forever.
Dr. J and the Ice
Dr. J and the Iceman and me. So, Dane, take
company.
That, clip it, keep it forever. No, what he can do is he can finish with both hands for sure. But what I really love about his game right now is his ability to step out and pass.
Yes.
I mean, he's stepping through defenders now. He's finding open guys, and that's been a huge uplift for this new offense. They're running with more 5-out, dribble, drive, kick. But they can use him, they can pass through him, and he can finish.
Who's a guy, Corey, and I'll ask both of you guys this. So, Jason, you get the benefit of getting it second. Who's the guy on this team that has impressed you the most? That you, in other words, I mean, I'm assuming we all thought a lot of these kids were going to be pretty good, but is there someone that you said, dang, I didn't quite think he'd be that good?
Yeah, and I realize that he's struggling offensively, but Sincere Harris.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that, I know he's got a long way to go on offense, but this guy makes things happen. His energy, they feed. I've just noticed that. The UCLA game, when he started turning over Tiger Campbell 3 straight. It just, everybody on the floor for Illinois, just everything just escalated.
It's incredible.
He brings so much in. He does the things that, like they say, don't show up in the.
Yeah, the intangibles,
yeah,
right?
He is the intangible king.
Yep.
And I think Ty Rogers is going to be similar to that, too.
I agree. I agree.
And if they both, they don't even have to be great offensively. They can just, if they're just pretty good.
Yeah.
They're going to be really nice
They'll
players.
They'll be tough to beat. I totally agree. How about you, Jason?
For me, it's for sure Danger.
Okay.
If you look at, I mean, expectations, what were expectations? I mean, when I saw this guy a year ago, when he got here right after the holiday break, and he's out there in this massive hoodie sweatshirt.
Right.
I'm like, damn, this guy makes me look skinny. I mean, he was a mountain of a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the transformation that he has done to his body with Coach Fletch and the rest of the team, and the work he's put in to make himself to back to this, you know, the weight he's at, is only going to help his ability to be more flexible, to be lighter foot, right, to
no
run
doubt.
Harder. But once he got inserted into that starting lineup, it kind of changed everything, because let's face it, Coleman Hawkins is not a traditional post guy, right? But what Coleman is he's a heck of a catch and shoot guy.
He really is.
And so now they're allowing, they got the big guy to take that role. He can guard the 5. You don't have to have Coleman do that. Now Coleman can be a more of a perimeter guy. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he gets back to a little bit of inside out like he was against Syracuse. Especially if we see his zone. I mean, he could be a total zone buster. But once he starts to get a little more strength on him, he will be for sure. But it's allowed players to be in their role because he's there. If Danger mm-hmm. doesn't come, if he's a Baylor and sticks it out there,
yeah,
holy cow, it'll
yeah,
be
what
look
do
a
you
lot
got?
Different.
It's a good point.
Well, on the Danger thing,
yep.
To piggyback
Danger
on that.
Zone. Danger zone. Danger.
Well, there's a couple things that really impressed me. I think he's a better interior defender than even what Kofi was. I really do. He has a knack of – his timing is unbelievable. And on defensively and offensively, his footwork
– yeah.
It's he's so nimble.
Would it be fair to – okay,
And he runs the floor.
He does run the floor. Let me be the angel on the other shoulder. I've done that a few times with you in our lives where I'm like, Corey, we can have
– Is that the lawn shoulder?
We can have 6 more, Corey. We're not going home yet. The Uber's not even here. Let me ask you this, because I see where you're going with that with Kofi. But do you think some of it is that people didn't even attempt to go underneath against Kofi. Whereas against Dane early on, they're like, well, let's see if we can post him up. But you're right. I mean, he takes the body as well as anybody mm-hmm. I've seen to be able to then block a shot.
Well, and he doesn't go for head. He stays on his feet.
He does.
And the thing I think the difference is he's more nimble to where I think when you're right on, they maybe didn't challenge Kofi real low, but they could kind of take him a little bit
away. There's no doubt.
And they in danger, you can't. The dude's got a 7'6 span, man. Holy cow. I mean, what's his height? Is he 6'10, 6'11?
Probably, right? 6'9, 6'10.
But he's got a 7'6 wingspan.
It's incredible.
So,
that's incredible.
The difference is Kofi wanted to send that ball into the old C-section, right?
Where he'll keep it in play.
That's right, and that's what you want, right? So he just stays, you know, how they call the game with the vertical now, right?
Yeah,
he plays the game with the vertical.
That's a good point.
Which is really strong.
Last thing before a break, Coleman Hawkins. I want to give him credit for something. Obviously he's an enigma sometimes because you know how good he can be. You see the Syracuse game, you see the Wisconsin game, you're like, oh my gosh, Coleman, if you could be maybe not elite that good every time, but if he could be good, this team is better. The one thing I give that kid credit for, whether or not it's productive or actually hurts him sometimes, he hustles his tail off. Mm-hmm. He is constantly on the move. And you know, even when it was going bad and he was throwing bad passes and stuff, it's almost like he's playing too fast, like he needs to slow down.
Exactly.
But I think sometimes he doesn't get enough credit for hustle. I think he does. I think he's a kid that wants to win.
Oh, he absolutely does. And like you said, it's like those old cartoons.
You're right,
he gets going a little too fast.
You see the dust behind him,
you know? But if he just slows down, and I think a lot of his struggles, too, has been when he didn't let the game come to him. And he's forcing.
Yep.
He's trying too hard. It's hard to fault a kid for trying too hard.
Amen.
But I think when he's been more successful is within the rhythm of the and just letting things come to him.
The rhythm of the night.
DeBars, right?
I think that's
right. It was
right.
El DeBars.
Oh, see, Piper would be like, I've never heard that song.
Well, Jason, he's shaking his head. I don't think he has either.
The young guys are coming back next week. They're going to be like, what is going on? There's an intern coming in that's like 17.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't even know any of this stuff.
He didn't know who the Scorpions were. Kyle.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
Holy cow.
What are we doing?
The youth.
Oh, to be young again, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sort of.
Hey, you talked about the late start,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And obviously for the old timers, that's not a great thing. But you know who it is a great thing for is all the college students. That Orange Crush
Amen.
Tonight should be rocking. Mm-hmm. I think the stadium will be rocking. I think it's going to be a great
environment. I know the students aren't quite back, right? No. But they were offered $30 tickets or something for this. So there's going to be a good.
And I've seen a bunch of them that they're coming.
Sweet.
Yeah. So
sweet.
Good.
Sweet. Or the tickets are going to, you know, local guys. So I think it's, you know, you may not have the full fledged, but I think this 8 o'clock start will be a big impact for that.
I love it. I love it. All right. There you go, Kyle. Oh, it's just the Scorpions. They've only sold worldwide. Kids. All right. Listen, I want to end the show with Illinois talk. So when we come back, I had a chance to talk to Mason Wynn, Yvonne Herrera, and Jake Woodford of the St. Louis Cardinals. When we come back, I'll play those quick interviews that I talked to those guys today at the Cardinals Caravan. We're back. It is The Drive. Just take it in.
Illini fans, your place to pregame is Pia's, with great drink specials and food before Illinois hits the basketball court at the State Farm Center. Take the free Illini shuttle, leaving 30 minutes before each home game. Get there early to ensure your seat, because Pia's free Illini shuttle only makes one run. Stay in good spirits with your plastic cup on the bus on the way to the game. It's Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Go Illini!
Hi, we're your Prairie Gardens plant experts. Let's talk about winter houseplant care.
Two things you'll want to do is water less and stop fertilizing, because houseplants go dormant in the winter or really slow down. And you'll also want to hold off on doing any repotting until March or so.
It's also a good idea to move your houseplants to where they may get a bit more sun.
Just make sure to keep them away from drafts and vents when you do move them. Come to Prairie Gardens. We are here to answer all your plant questions.
The new year is a perfect time to start fresh. If you want to see a brighter you in 2023, stop by your local Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio for a free express facial. This quick self-care service enhances your at-home skincare regimen and helps relieve stress. treat yourself to some me time today. Express facials available at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive, over by Subway. Free express facials based on schedule availability. Local promotion may apply. Length of service can vary based on skin assessment and products used.
Since we opened our doors, UC Bank has been committed to the communities we call home. Building financial wellness, UC is proud to offer customized lending strategies and innovative resources to our vibrant communities. UC Bank, building community one family, one street, one city at a time. Member FDIC, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Frankie at the gym says, "Do you even lift, bro?" Frankie at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care how much you lift. He just wants to lay on the couch with you and watch reruns of The Office. Carol in accounting will probably judge you for heating up your leftovers in the office microwave and stinking up the entire break room. Carol at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care what you eat, just as long as you scratch that one spot right under her chin. Carol the cat and Frankie the dog are just a few of the adoptable pets looking for their forever homes at the Champaign County Humane Society. They won't judge you for the food you eat or your workout routine. They just want to shower you with all the love they have to give. As the only open admission animal shelter in our area, the Champaign County Humane Society takes in any animal despite their age or medical condition. Learn more about adopting a pet, volunteering your time, and donating to the cause at cuhumane.org. The Champaign County Humane Society, where your new best friend is waiting.
Oh, yeah. Somebody asked if we're going to do the 5 o'clock cheers. Yes, we are. And I forgot that last week. I apologize. That was a 217. Are we getting the 5 o'clock cheers today? So, yeah, we will do that right before we sign off this hour. Okay, today, Cardinals Caravan. Thank you to those that came to the iHotel and Convention Center conference. I mean, it was a solid showing. We've had more fans in the past, but it was a solid showing. Three players showed up. Jake Woodford, who appeared in 26 games as a pitcher last year, right-handed pitcher, said today the hardest pitch he's ever thrown is 97. He was there, as was Mason Wynn, and so was Evan Herrera. We're going to start with Jake Woodford, and I asked him about, you know, what it's like on this squad. And, you know, obviously the pitching, there's about 10 guys, it seems like, battling for spots with the Cardinals. But here's Jake Woodford.
Jake Woodford is our first guest of the day. Jake, here we go, man. Baseball's here. What is there a point in time during the winter that you kind of, I know you keep training all year, but is there a point in time where you kind of say, all right, it's time to turn it up?
Yeah, I mean, your training doesn't really stop, but once New Year's hits and you kind of get into January, it's really go time. You really kind of increase the intensity of your bullpens and your training, and it's really kind of tuning everything up for spring. So definitely excited and ready for the year.
How much do the Cardinals weigh in quite a bit on what they want you to do during the winter, et cetera? I assume that's the case. And then, or have you kind of had your own path through high school, college, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for a little now, so I kind of have a good plan in the off season, training-wise, and then working with Dusty some on just more pitch stuff and more pitching specific stuff that I work on in bullpens and flat grounds and just everyday throwing. And
So your job now is to go to Jupiter. I mean, that's a pretty good gig, right? Yeah. To go down to Jupiter. Obviously, this is a big spring for you. You had a great season last year with the appearances out of the pen. Is the pen, I mean, obviously you'll do whatever, but starting is still that's the ideal spot for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I still want to start. I still think I can start at the big league level, and it's something I want to do. But, you know, for the time being, it's one of those things where whatever role is needed, you know, I'm willing to fill that role. And, you know, hopefully one day down the road I'll get that chance.
It's so unique. The Cardinals seemingly always have like 10 guys that are up for the, you know, the top five spots. Next year especially, my goodness, there's a huge hole there. But what's that like to get to spring training kind of knowing you, hey, at least I've got a shot here to make this. And if not, I can do what I did last year and really help out of the pen.
Yeah, I mean, I just show up and focus on what I can control. That was my big thing last year. It was just trying not to get caught up in all the movement and stuff like that and just focus on the day-to-day and just trying to go out and perform.
Pretty cool having number five there last year.
Yeah, so that was awesome. that was such a cool experience. I had players from around the league texting me, asking me about it, you know, how's Albert, how cool was that homer, how cool is this, and just being able to see it, it was kind of surreal, just witnessing history like that. So I'm very thankful to be able to play with him, yeah.
My apologies. I think it'd be funny to just try to act cool, you know, like, it's just cool. You're just a teammate of mine.
Yeah, it's just Albert.
Yeah, I mean, no Yachty, no Albert. Were you shocked at Waino coming back or no?
No, I think Waino still thinks he, you know, he's still going to go out there and compete. You know, I think Waino's still, you know, he's still got it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to pick his brain more. Yeah. And he's been a huge influence on me throughout my entire career. So, I'm extremely grateful to have him around still. And I'm going to be talking his ear off this year, knowing that might be the last one. So,
last question for Jake Woodford. Focusing on Waino and specifically what you just said. When you go to pick his brain, is it a lot in spring training? Is it on days of game days? Or a lot of times do you just sit back and kind of watch him get ready and prepare?
Yeah, so you can learn a lot just by watching the way he goes about his business, the routine he has, how diligent he is with his work and his preparation. But unless it's his start day, I mean, he's an open book. On the start day, you leave him be. But other than that, I mean, he's so great. He's so approachable. He's not... You know, he doesn't get annoyed if you're asking him questions and
that's
stuff.
Cool.
And he really does want to help the younger guys. And so that's been something I'm extremely thankful for, and he's helped me a ton in my career.
It is kind of cool. You saw, like, Matt Morris to Chris Carpenter to Adam Wainwright and, you know, just on down the line. And
just passing the torch.
That's huge. I think it's – is he a good singer? I mean, he proclaims to be, I guess.
Yeah. Play a little guitar, sing. He does it all. He's annoyingly good at everything.
Right, exactly. It's
good
one of those.
Golfer,
I'm guessing. Yeah. I thought of one more. You're St. Pete, right?
St. Pete, Tampa. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Illinois. Our football team was just down there at Raymond James for the game.
Yeah, that's like 10 minutes up the road.
It's the best, man. Yeah. Hey, Jake, thank you. Good luck this season.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
That is Jake Woodford. You'll see him out on the mound this season for the St. Louis Cardinals, probably more in the bullpen area, but obviously a guy that will contribute this season. Someone that will contribute eventually, he's right now listed as the number two prospect in the Cardinals organization, is Mason Winn, who has an electric arm but is actually more in the shortstop range, and I asked him that question about that. But 20 years old, Mason Winn.
Mason Winn, here we go, right? Baseball season is off and rolling. You are spending so much time, though, in preparation for the season, playing in different things. I mean, does it ever end, or is it a year-round thing for you?
You know, I feel like until my career is over, I feel like baseball is always going to be a year-round thing. I mean, the off-season is – it's called the off-season, but it's really just building on next season. So, I think it's a year-round thing. It's something that I got to dedicate myself to day in and day out.
Shortstop or pitcher or C? Both.
Man, you know, I wish I could say C. I wish I could say both. But, you know, we got to go with that A option. Shortstop is just – it's a lockdown right now, and I think if I focus on it, I could definitely be something in the future. So, you know, if that don't work out, I'll always go back to pitching. But, yeah, I think option A, shortstop, is best right now.
What is the pressure of being one of the top prospects for a team? I know Jordan, you, being up there and obviously knowing you've got a huge fan base of Cardinals fans that are excited to see you in the big leagues one day. What's that pressure like for you? Or is that something you thrive on?
I feel like at first, my first year was, you know, I wasn't ranked the highest or whatever. And I honestly put more thought into it then. But,
yeah.
You know, now after playing with Jordan, playing with Tank, Gordon, McGreevy, some of these guys that we're playing with, I mean, we're not really going based off competition between each other. I mean, this is all, this is a brotherhood we're creating down there. And, you know, it's a grind, but there's, we don't really feel too much pressure. I mean, me and Jordan go out there, we just have a lot of fun playing the game. And, you know, we're trying not to do too much out there. And, you know, it's happening to work right now. So we're just going to try to stay to ourselves and keep doing it.
One of the cool things about the Cardinals is always the alumni that are always there every year. And unfortunately, the last few years, we've lost some of the great alumni, but Ozzie Smith is still there. And do you, obviously you had to see highlights and videos and such, but what are your thoughts on Ozzie and the idea that, you know, he can come out and work with you on different things? It's got to be pretty amazing.
Man, well, it's, whenever I think about my player type and who I want to be, I mean, if I'm going to be a historic Cardinal, I'd like to model my game after Ozzie. I mean, I was cool. Thought about doing backflips going on the field, but, you know, I'm too scared for it. But no, I mean, the thought of working with him, I mean, I work with one of his teammates, Jose Oquendo, our defensive guy, Cheo. So I would assume it's got to be about the same as that. I mean, listening to him, it's like listening to a wizard, man. It's like Yoda of baseball. So I think it'd probably be the same talking to Ozzie. I mean, it'd probably be a surreal moment for me. Yep. I mean, meeting him, you know, me being a big fan. But, no, I mean, I think that'd be an unreal experience.
Can Mason Wynn be on the Big League Ball Club, you think, this year? What's your projection?
Man, you know, I think – I'd like to say I'm ready for it. I'd like to think that. You know, I definitely have some more work to do as far as physically and mentally getting ready for the game. But, I mean, I think for sure if I step out on the field, I'm going to give it 100% and get to do some cool stuff out there. For sure.
Get the old Redbirds on the birds on the bat. Pretty cool, isn't it, to be with a franchise like St. Louis?
Such a historic franchise. I mean, like you said, we have so many alumni that come back, and they come back for a reason. I mean, you know, the Cardinal way, the Cardinal fan base. I mean, you know, I got to go see Ballpark Village for the second time, you know, since I got drafted. And I feel like just since then, it's upgraded. So, I mean, the whole Cardinals fan base and the organization, I mean, it's really, truly, it's a fun thing to be a part of.
You know, one of those wings of Ballpark Village, I think, is mine. I think I've spent enough money down there to do that.
It's pretty cool. I mean, the first time I saw it, I saw it right when I got drafted. Me and my family got to walk through and everything.
That's cool.
I mean, to have that for the fans, I mean, not a lot of ballparks have that. So it's so cool. And, I mean, it really gets a lot of buzz in the seats. So,
Mason, well, listen.
That's what we're doing.
Mason, thanks for coming to Champaign. Good luck this year, my man.
Thank you so much. It's been a privilege.
That is a nice young man. Mason Wynn, 20 years old. He is the future at shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals, no doubt. Well, player that we thought was the future at the catching position is Ivan Herrera, who for many years was touted as the next Yadi Molina, or at least the guy that will take over for Yadi. And of course, Yadi retires, and then Wilson Contreras signs a deal with the Cardinals, and that puts a little, you know, up in the air about Ivan Herrera. I'm hoping personally to see him this year. I feel like the Cardinals gave Andrew Kisner enough chance last year to prove himself, and he didn't really do it, especially the offensive side. But I had a chance to catch up with Ivan, and I asked Herrera about that with Contreras.
Ivan Herrera, I was joking with you about our shoulder workouts we do, you know, that, man, you're built like a catcher, aren't you? You got to be.
Yeah, I mean, I have a work ethic since I was 15, and I think I've been following my workouts and like my diet. So I feel, let's say that's why my shoulders are like yours.
Yeah, well, the diet is different for you and I.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty obvious. Yeah. What's it like to be Ivan Herrera? You've been asked this question 5 million times. To have a guy like Yadi that you've had a chance to kind of work under, watch him do his thing. How huge is that for not only now, but as your career?
Man, like, being honest, I chose the Cardinals just because I thought that Yadier Molina went through the minor leagues and become one of the best catchers in the big leagues. And I was like, I had more options because they were offering more money, but like, I knew since I was 15 that I want to make it to the big leagues and be in a Cardinal, because he made it like that. And I was like, if he had people that taught him how to catch, because nobody come to the minor leagues and get better just because they're players. Like, he has somebody to help him, so I wanted to be like that.
Is it amazing, his durability? Is that one thing that we maybe, you know, you talk about, okay, is he a Hall of Famer? Here's his batting average. Here's how many guys he's thrown out. He commands the strike, you know, or lets the pitchers. His durability,
has been pretty stinking amazing his whole life.
Yeah, it's like that guy never complain about anything. He's always playing. He always want to play. He always talk about baseball, and that's one of the best things I saw in him. Incredible. Just baseball.
What was Ivan Herrera's thought when Wilson Contreras was signed?
I mean, there's some things I can control, and what I can control is keep working, become the best version of myself. And I mean, I'm glad it was Wilson. Like, Wilson's a Latin player, and I feel like he's going to help me too, like Jaddy did. So yeah. I'm just happy to have him around too.
Well, I know there's a lot of Cardinals fans that have heard your name for a few years, and we're excited to get you up to the big league. So, Ivan Herrera, thanks for coming to Champaign, my man, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Great to visit with the players, the kids, I'll say, because obviously the oldest of the group, Jake Woodford, 26, Mason Wynn, 20, I believe, Ivan Herrera, 22 years old, and he was joking with us. He's like, I still live with my mom in Panama. So I said, well, listen, if you ever become a – now, obviously, when the season's going, he's got an apartment, he said, in Memphis. But I said, if you ever become a starting catcher in Major League Baseball, you need to probably not live with your mom. And he's like, well, I don't know if she'll allow that. So pretty cool. And three great kids to visit with and players to look out for on the Cardinals. All right, we will come back and give our thoughts if Illinois will win this game tonight against the Spartans. We'll do it next. It is The Drop.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, how's the rehab coming along?
Pretty good. The doctor says I might be cleared earlier than we thought.
Hey, that's great news. I know it's got to be tough for a player like you to ride the pine or the couch.
Yeah. Let's say I wanted a bigger, better TV while I'm recovering. What can I do on a college student's budget?
Luke, we go straight to Sony at every level, especially now with holiday pricing. You can get a 65-inch Bravia screen and stay in three figures. Sony's all about image quality, so their mid-grade models look better than the other guys' step-up sets.
I'm still pretty gimpy. Can Good Vibes deliver a 65-inch Sony and set it up in my place for under $1,000?
Absolutely, even after sales tax is added, and that's for the mid-level, not even the cheapest one. And for what it's worth, Good Vibes is a Sony warranty station, so in case anything goes wrong, we come to your place and take care of it. You won't get that from Amazon or Best Buy.
Maybe I can trade them for some basketball tickets? Kidding. Just kidding.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
DVJ Broadcasting is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information regarding employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Human Relations at 101 East Washington in Philo, Illinois, 61864, or email hr@sjbroadcasting.com or by phone at 217-367-1195. SJ Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer encouraging minorities and females to apply.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Abshock Decals and Design. We are a one-stop shop for your business needs. Whether you're just starting up or already in business, we can help you get your brand out there. We do everything from logo design or redesign, outdoor signage to banners, window and wall graphics, fleet graphics, vehicle wraps, and more. We also provide custom racing wraps and decals. If you need anything I just mentioned, you need to get a quote from me, Kirk Lehman. Just visit us at AftershockDD.com.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. Have you been to Pards in Urbana? Well, you need to go to Pards in Urbana. Here's what people are saying. Great customer service, friendly staff. They treat you like family. I love Pards. I was very impressed. Great service, very neat store. I was greeted and asked if they could help me. That's why you should go. Check them out. It's Pards in Urbana. They're between University and Maine. It's on Maple. Pards in Urbana, or visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper. No Piper today on assignment. So I welcomed in Jason Thompson and Corey Witt, two of my good buddies. Really appreciate it, guys. I think we've had a good show.
Oh, it's been great.
I think it's been a good show. Okay, we've got to talk Illinois Michigan State real quick and give our thoughts on tonight. However, we talked that we were going to talk some NFL, but we really haven't done it. Let me rip through these games, and I want you guys to tell me who you think will win. Here's what we'll do. We'll go Jason, Corey, me. All right, just in order. We'll go quick here. Seahawks at 49ers. Now, of course, the 49ers with Brock Purdy, who's played outstanding, but does that do anything to you to warrant them maybe not being a favorite to get to a Super Bowl?
Defense wins championships.
Amen.
49ers all day long.
Oh, I agree. I
49ers.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm with you there.
Absolutely.
All right. Chargers at Jacksonville. You know, the AFC South and the NFC South, the idea that not only are they in the playoffs, but they get to host a game. I mean, the NFL needs to do something. And it's cyclical. I remember when the West was horrible. I think Seattle was like 8-9 one year or something and hosted the Bears. But just do something about it. Just say, all right, the Chargers have the better record. They should get home field. But anyway, they don't. Chargers, Jaguars. Jaguars looked good near the end of the year. The Chargers were just kind of, you know, I've used this word once, an enigma where you thought they'd be a lot better than what they were, but they still were pretty stinking good at 10-7.
I got to support Shad Khan.
Okay.
Jaguars, here we go.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, until I heard earlier that Mike Williams is out for the
Yes, he is.
That's huge.
Huge.
I was actually going to take the Chargers in that, but with it being at home and him being out, I think it's still a toss-up, but I'll give it to the Jaguars.
Okay, I'm going to go Chargers. I'm going to go better running back. I think Eckler better than Travis Etienne, even though Etienne was good at the end. All right, those are the Saturday games. Now, tomorrow, on Sunday, you've got the Dolphins at Bills. Is there any no Tua?
Yeah.
No Tua, no chance.
Yeah, I'm with you. The line is 13.5.
And that's huge in the NFL.
Really?
That tells you all you need to know right there.
I'm going Bills as well. Giants-Vikings, the line is 3, I mean, which basically Minnesota's hosting. You get 3 for hosting. So, essentially, it's a pick'em game, Jason. Vikings hosting the Giants.
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Man, is he good.
He's really good. But I'm just not overly – I think the Giants are going to control the clock.
Okay.
Barkley's a stud. And Jones is a game manager.
Okay.
And I think the Giants are going to win that game.
That's fair. I tell you, who was the emerging wide receiver for the Vikings on the other side? Along with Justin Jefferson, can't think of his name. He had a huge game late. He's really coming on. I'm going to take Dalvin Cook and the Vikings to get that one. All right, Ravens at Bengals. This should be a fun one. Bengals hosting, though, Jason. You going Cincy?
I mean,
you can't go against Joe, you?
The Steelers, are they not in that game? Are they not playing? I mean, it's just like, you know, it's a knife game for me. But, yeah, I mean, trust Joey ball game. I mean, they're
that
great.
It is a knife game
it
for
is.
You.
It just pains me to even have to talk about it. So, Joey ball game and pass it on to Witt.
He's gonna throw a cigar in after this one, right?
Well, and also no Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's humongous.
That's a good call.
I think Cincinnati will win.
Okay. Now, we're going to save Corey for the end here because he's the only guy on our panel that has the team in the playoffs. Jason, I'll start with you. Cowboys at Buccaneers, 8-9 Tampa, hosting a game in the playoffs.
I tell you what, man. You never want to go against Tom Brady.
I know.
You never want to see Tom Brady in the postseason. against my, you know, I've always told myself never, ever bet against Tom Brady, but I think the Cowboys actually get it done this
week. Okay, I do too. I'm going to go Cowboys. I know the game that we just went to, I was able to, Andrew and I were able to go see Tampa win the South when he and Mike Evans went nuts together, but I'm going to go Dallas. I think Dallas is, I mean, they're 12-5. And they were in, obviously, a really good division. I was giving you crap all last year about that division. I got to give you kudos this year for it. So I'm assuming, my man, you're going to take the Cowboys.
Well, you know, the Cowboys are 0-7 lifetime against Tom Brady.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're 0-7. He's never lost to him. Also, the Cowboys, you know, the dink and dunk stuff.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, their secondary is depleted.
Yeah.
So I'm a little more than just a little nervous on this, but I have to say I think Tampa Bay will win the game.
Wow.
I don't – my heart wants the Cowboys more than anything.
That will surprise me if they do.
Well, I think it's a mental thing.
Okay, that's fair. All right, we got to go really quick.
Sure.
One more NFL thing. I just need a name or a position. Who are the Steelers drafting?
Oh, man. They're going to go somebody on the offensive line.
Yeah, they'll get Skaronski, won't they?
That's probably what they're going to do. I mean, obviously, he's going to go way earlier than that. But
yeah, you're right.
They'll get a superstar. They'll get a guy that in 5 years you'll look back and you'll be like, I cannot believe the Steelers drafted him at number blah blah.
And he'll retire 13 years later as never missing a game for Pittsburgh.
All pro, all world.
Exactly.
So no, I think they'll go all O-line. I think they'll go probably their secondary has been pretty weak this year as well. I think they'll go with the DB, probably their second pick.
Okay, how about the Cowboys? Wide receiver?
Quarterback? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's been pretty brutal this year. He's tied for the league lead in interceptions, and he's missed five games. But anyway, I think Cowboys' biggest need is secondary.
Okay. Devin Witherspoon.
Awesome.
I saw a mock
CBS
draft.
CBS had him.
Yep, 25th to the Cowboys.
There you go.
I think the Cardinals are going to fall into Will Anderson. I think trades are going to happen, and the top two picks will be quarterbacks. The Cardinals are going to sit there and take Will Anderson, the defensive end, and then I think the Bears will take Jalen Carter. All right, last one, boys. Illinois, Michigan State tonight. Jason, Illinois is winning this, right?
74-67. Around there. Illinois get the win. Orange cover. Out.
Yeah.
And place is rocking.
Let's go. Corey?
I think Illinois is going to win this 78-74.
Ooh, that's a high-scoring game. Which could happen. What, you got something else to say about it?
Well, both teams like to push it.
They do. You're right. I'm going to go Illinois as well. I'd say maybe – I think it's going to be close, tight, like 70-68. It'll kind of come down to where Michigan State throws in a bucket that doesn't matter, but they still don't win the game. So, all right, Jason, thank you so much, buddy.
Been awesome.
Yeoman effort lately. Corey, it was fun to have you in.
Oh, that was great. Thank you so much.
We will do this again, I promise. It was very fun. All right, thanks to Mike Kuhn. Joined us on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. It was fun getting the Cardinals players on as well. Go Illini. Everybody have a safe and great weekend. Oh, and I forgot to do it. So for everybody out there, that is my fault. I know our buddy Drew just drove by honking at us. But for everybody out there, get them out. Get them up. It is Friday. You deserve it. It's time for the weekend. And not only that, but it's an Illini Friday. Let's go.
Happy hour.
Cheers.
Cheers.